We're about to hear the story of a criminal enterprise that was not just imperfect, but incomprehensible. That's according to Ben Blum. He wrote a whole book about the crime and one of the perpetrators. The book is not a whodunit so much as a whydunit. It's called Ranger Games, a story of soldiers, family, and an inexplicable crime. Blum explains how the robbery unfolded.
So on August 7th, 2006, at 5:13 p.m., a group of four men wearing ski masks, body armor, sweatshirts, and carrying a mix of assault rifles, AK-47s, and pistols, burst into a Bank of America branch in Tacoma, Washington. Within seconds, one of them had vaulted clear over the bandit barrier, the large plexiglass shield protecting the tellers from the rest of the lobby, and the others had seized control of the interior space. Within 90 seconds, one of them had been taken back to the vault. The one behind the bandit barrier ransacked all the cash that the tellers had in their drawers, and they were out of there before the police could arrive.
How much did they make off with from the bank?
They made off with about $53,000.
And who was driving the car?
The car was driven by Alex Blum, a 19-year-old private in the U.S. Army Rangers stationed at nearby Fort Lewis, who happened to be my younger cousin.
And who were the robbers? They sound like they must have been very experienced bank bandits.
They were very experienced tacticians, but they were not bank bandits up until that day. Two of them were fellow Army Rangers posted with Alex at Fort Lewis, one of them a superior of his who'd been his first team leader. And two of them were Canadian associates of that superior, Specialist Luke Elliott Summer.
How did they get caught?
By the absolutely stupidest avenue possible. Alex's license plate was uncovered, and a witness in the alley behind the bank saw him drive up and jotted it down. It was traced to his father's house a couple days later. Alex was there on his final leave before deployment, and a SWAT team descended on him.
Wow. When you first heard about this crime and discovered that your cousin had been involved, what were the first things that you thought about this?
I was absolutely stunned when I received the call from my father saying that Alex had been arrested. Alex loved two things growing up, hockey and the Army. He had been a almost cartoonishly well-behaved kid, into the Army, dedicated to his goal, deeply patriotic and idealistic. So the predominant feeling was just bafflement. And then along with the rest of the family, I started asking why.
And did you get answers to that question early on?
We started to get answers. They trickled in. Alex was in federal detention and unreachable for the first couple of weeks. Finally, his father, Norm, got in to see him. That was when we learned that a superior had organized it. And we learned shortly after that that it was actually fairly common practice among Rangers to go out to facilities around Tacoma in their off hours and war game them. Bad ideas around of how you would take the place down as a chance to exercise their tactical skills. So according to Alex, the bank robbery plans had seemed to him just another one of these games. There was some suggestion that he had even, after the crime itself, managed somehow to keep believing that this was all some sort of training exercise and that a higher-up from the Rangers was going to appear any minute to clear up the confusion and spirit him out of prison. It was only 8 months into his imprisonment that he began coming to a different perspective on his involvement in the crime. And then it was after his release, after 16 months, that I started talking to him in detail about how he had believed this crazy thing.
So how did he explain how he became suggestible in that way, how he became open to the idea that, you know, this whole thing was kind of a put-on or an exercise?
He was a young and naive private who had just come out of the so-called Ranger indoctrination program. Alex wrote a detailed account of what he experienced there, and it was incredibly brutal. At one point, Alex and his comrades in the program had to hold a telephone pole up for 48 hours straight in a team of six, taking brief naps one at a time beneath it as their only break. The sleep deprivation is ongoing. So there's a whole folklore that's passed on between the cohorts that go through this program of ways to make it through that Alex learned from the previous guys. They would squeeze Tabasco sauce drops into their eyes. They would cut little slits in their earlobes into which sometimes they would pack like chewing tobacco. But I think it's the cumulative effect of day after day of punishment, degradation, and sleep deprivation that ends up exerting a really transformative influence on the psyche. So he had just come out of that. He was 4 months into his assignment to the Rangers, and he was looking to his superiors there to mentor him and provide him the skills he needed to survive in Iraq. He couldn't wrap his mind around the idea that this superior that he took to be a upstanding and particularly helpful and caring Ranger could actually be a criminal.
Yeah. We're talking, of course, about Summer, who was obviously the ringleader of the robbery. So how did Alex explain his actions in terms of what he had gone through and the mindset that he had assumed after that brutal, brutal regimen of training?
Well, the word in the beginning was brainwashing. He, after 8 or 9 months in prison, read a book given to him by his father about the brainwashing techniques that various cults use in their own initiation processes and just saw parallel after parallel with what he had gone through. It was at that point that he finally let go of his delusional dream of getting back to the Ranger Regiment, having this whole thing somehow magically cleared up so he could carry on deployment.
How did you come to think about Alex's explanation? How credible did it ultimately seem to you?
Ultimately, the intuition that I'd had almost from the start that there was something implausible here began to seem to me the most important voice to listen to in my head. It just wasn't ever possible for me to gain imaginative access to those few minutes when he was getting into a car with guys in the back wearing body armor and sweatshirts and driving them to the bank and sitting there as they jumped out. How is it possible not to understand at that point that this was a real bank robbery? And then I started talking to Summer, and Summer claimed that Alex had been a knowing, willing, even enthusiastic criminal accomplice from the start, who had always been aware that this was a real bank robbery. So that was the real crack for me. And I could no longer accept this family story that the Blums had been clinging to. And I started to challenge it in some very direct and confrontational ways. The book ends up with a very direct confrontation between me and Alex over the truth.
Yeah. Is that something you want to save for readers?
Yeah. I'd rather not give the resolution of that confrontation,
yeah,
other than to say that it was kind of surprising and transformational.
So do you think this could have happened to anybody? Could this have happened to you?
That's a good question. No, I don't think this could have happened to me. I did not share Alex's military ideals. I think, Summer, when he was explaining to me how he managed to manipulate everyone into going along with his scheme, said that the one language that speaks to everyone is the language of their own personal desires. He was able to call on the best impulses of everyone involved, like hearken to their personal values, to their sense of themselves as heroic in some fashion or another, and bend those to his own ends. And I think it would have been very hard to bend my own ideal of being like a historic mathematician to the end of robbing a bank. Maybe he could have bent me to cybercrime in some way or another.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it certainly has been eye-opening for me to see how radically and in such a short time someone like Alex can come to the point of doing something previously unfathomable.
Ben Blum wrote Ranger Games, A Story of Soldiers, Family, and an Inexplicable Crime, and he joined us from the studios of WNYC in New York. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks for having me.